And once again on this Friday morning, it's time for Doc Talk here on Q92. And, of course, Johnson Memorial Health Services sponsors Doc Talk the last Friday of the month. And this morning we're going to talk with Corey Bothan. Corey is the clinic manager over at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you enjoying this warm weather that we're having?
I am. I would like to get out and enjoy it a little bit more than I've been able to, but that will come.
Yeah, I would guess you're a little busy with your job title there.
We have been very busy we're in transition from caring for COVID patients to taking care of our patients and getting them vaccinated right mm-hmm. now. So that has been a big undertaking for myself and most facilities in our area.
Okay, Corey, let's talk a little bit about the process for vaccinations at Johnson Memorial Health Services. How's it been going, and what is that process?
Right now, we are in the process of vaccinating our 65-plus patients. We've been waiting for Governor Waltz to open that up a little bit more. We've been vaccinating our patients 65-plus. We had our first vaccination clinic at Johnson Memorial this week. We vaccinated 362 people. The week before, Countryside Public Health was here and did 100 vaccinations for our community, which was really great. So as we go, we will keep working through our patient list. We also have a waiting list that patients can call and get their names on. They can either call Johnson Memorial or I would direct them to our website, and there's a link on the website that would get them on that list.
Okay. I guess, Corey, I have a couple questions for you concerning vaccinations. Now, for me personally, I don't know if I'm on a waiting list. I'm under 65, so mm-hmm. will I be getting a vaccination shot pretty soon? Will someone call me? How does that work?
We will be calling our patients because we have those names. So wherever your primary care provider is, you could either give them a call and get on if they have a waiting list. Otherwise, they would be calling you when they get those vaccines. And when it opens up, you know, to the under 65 mm-hmm. age groups.
Okay. Did you say that you have everyone completed over 65 in the Dawson area then?
Not everybody. Okay. We have, you know, a few patients, I shouldn't say a few, we have quite a few left, but we have tried to contact a lot of people. We have a lot of snowbirds, so many people are either in Arizona or coming back from Arizona, so or other warm locations where they may have received their first vaccine here and are going to be gone during their second, or vice versa, where they're getting it in Arizona and coming back. And so my suggestion to them would be to call their primary provider too to see when they can get either their first or second dose.
Okay. How do you determine, how does the state determine how many hospitals or clinics get vaccines and how many vaccines they get? How does that process, you don't get them every week. How does that process work?
It has changed a little bit. When we first started a couple weeks ago, the state did a lottery for facilities across the state. And so Johnson Memorial did not get any at that point. I believe, you know, the other area facilities did, which was great because they were able to really vaccinate quite a few people. Where now our Southwest Coalition is involved and they handle the distribution. They take a look at our county's vaccination rates for the 65 plus, and that helps them to determine how many vaccines each facility gets every week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know you need two shots, so the people come back for a second shot. Now, I understand Johnson & Johnson's coming out just with a one dosage. Have you received them yet?
We have not received any of the Johnson & Johnson vaccines. As of right now, we have gotten the Pfizer vaccine. So the Pfizer vaccine is authorized for patients that are 16 years of age and older. The Moderna vaccine is for 18 years of age and older. And so, you know, we were lucky enough to get some of the Pfizer for our care center nurses' aides that aren't quite 18. And that's been really nice. So mm-hmm. we can protect our residents. yep. as much as possible.
Absolutely. And you would encourage people to get vaccinated, right?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to talk about this morning, Corey, that we haven't mentioned?
Just a couple things to keep in mind when somebody is looking to get vaccinated for COVID. You have to make sure that you haven't had any other vaccines for 14 days prior to your immunization date, or if you've had COVID and received any monoclonal antibody or convalescent plasma infusions, that you have to wait a 90-day time frame. So that doesn't mean if you have COVID, you have to wait 90 days, but only if you've had those infusions. And so those are just a couple things to think about, you know, for patients that maybe, one of the big things is Shingrix, that we have a lot of patients that are having to wait because they've had their Shingrix vaccine.
Okay.
But,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Corey, you're a wealth of information this morning. Love it.
Thank you.
you're very busy, and you guys are doing a great job of getting people vaccinated in our listening area. So appreciate that. So,
yeah. And
go ahead.
One more thing that I would like to remind patients is that, you know, our providers are here still in the clinic, and outreach providers are still here, and so just to remember to stay on top of those preventative wellness visits, because we don't want anybody to be missing getting diagnosed for something or not feeling comfortable coming in. We try to keep everything very sanitized and patients spread out, you know, for their safety. We want to make sure that they're getting the treatments and the healthcare that they need.
Right. Do you have a website that people can go to, or maybe a phone number people can call if they have any questions about the vaccinations?
Yes, you can go to our website. It is www.jmhsmn.org, or they can call 320-769-4323.
All right, Corey, thank you very much for the time this morning, and get vaccinated.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
All right. Corey Bothan. Corey's the clinic manager over at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.